Hallelujah, 各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, may peace be with all brothers and sisters.
我们继续要讲这次灵恩会的主题，如火眺望起来。
And today we will continue the theme of our spiritual convocation to fan into flame.
上一节我们有讲，我们要把爱主的心眺望起来。
And last session we mentioned that we must fan up our love for God.
那我们继续来讲怎么样眺望起来。
And next, we will continue to talk about how we can flame this up.
我们要把神给我们的恩赐眺望起来。
We must fan into flame the gifts that God has given us.
神给我们的恩赐就好像一点火种。
Because the gifts that God has given us is like a seed.
要一开始呢，只是给你一点点而已。
And at the beginning, He only gives us a little bit.
他不会一次给你全部。
And He will not give us all at once.
但是我们的责任就是要把它。如火眺望起来。
But our responsibility is to fan it into a flame.
我们看提摩太后书第一章。
Let us turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1.
第六节。
Verse 6.
提摩太后书一章第六节。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6.
我们一起读。
Let us read together.
为此我提醒你，使你将神借我按手所赐给你的恩赐，再如火眺望起来。这是保罗对提摩太的勉励。
This is Paul's encouragement to Timothy.
为什么保罗会这样子勉励提摩太呢
？And why did Paul encourage Timothy in this way？
因为提摩太当时他的侍奉上面遇到一些困境。
And it is because when Timothy was serving, he faced many challenges.
当时保罗他已经很老了，他已经进入他侍奉最后的阶段。
And at the time, Paul was already very advanced in age, and he was nearing the end of his service.
但是他最担心的就是什么
？But what was he worried about？
担心他的接班人，就是年轻的传道提摩太，他侍奉的火慢慢的熄灭。
He was worried that the young preacher Timothy, his fire would start to diminish.
恩赐的火慢慢熄灭了，侍奉的火就慢慢熄灭。
Because if the fire of his gift diminishes, then his service would also diminish.
看完那个 slide page 3 这 page 4，我们生命的柴火。
So the spark of our life.
我们的火苗能不能成为一点点火苗，成哇红熊熊的大烈火
？Is our spark able to grow into a fire?
我们每一个信徒，不要说我不是传道，这个跟我没关系。
And we shouldn't say that we are not a preacher, so it has nothing to do with us.
圣经说，每一个人都要把自己献回活祭，来给主耶稣基督。
Because the Bible says that every one of us must offer ourselves as a living sacrifice to our Lord Jesus.
旧约的时代要献祭，你就要有柴火不然的话，那个动物、那个祭物怎么烧
And in the Old Testament, in order to make sacrifices, we must have fire to burn it.
所以我们在座每一位弟兄姐妹，我们的命。我们的灵魂是主耶稣基督救回来的。
So for every one of us here today, our lives have been saved by our Lord Jesus.
主耶稣已经把自己当作活祭，为了要救我们。
Because Jesus has already offered himself as a living sacrifice to save us.
他有权利可以要求你跟我也要把自己当作活祭献上。
So he can also ask us to offer ourselves as living sacrifice.
但是问题是你放在上面的，我们人是放在上面的。
But the problem is that we are there physically.
我们是属于神的了。
And we may belong to God.
我们有受洗了，已经进入真教会了。
We've been baptized and entered the true church.
但是那个火也没有点着，也没有真的是把它好像活祭一样烧给神。
But is this fire? Has this fire been lit up? And have we been burned up to God?
这个柴火就是属我们的生命。
And this fire is our life.
如果你这个不放柴火，不把它点起来，那没有办法烧了。
If we do not put in more wood to burn, then we cannot burn this fire.
那当时这一节的背景是年轻的工人提摩太，他本来是侍奉是有火的，有恩赐的火的。
And the background of this book is that originally this young preacher Timothy had a fire for service.
但是因为某种的原因呢，这个火也是越来越小了。
But because of some reasons that this fire became began to diminish.
就跟保罗是刚好相反的。
And it was the opposite of Paul.
保罗侍奉到最后，那个火是越来越旺，越来越大。
In the end of Paul's life, his fire grew even stronger.
你可以想象一个年老的工人。
You can imagine a very old worker.
长期被关。
That he was imprisoned for a long time.
一直受苦。
And he suffered a lot.
要被打, 要被骂,
and he was rebuked and he was beaten up.
他想去罗马传福音,
he wanted to go to Rome to preach.
因为罗马是罗马帝国的中心,
because Rome was the center of Roman of the Roman Empire.
甚至他想要说, 当面跟这个罗马皇帝凯撒来传福音,
and he wanted to preach to King Caesar himself.
哇,你看他的火有多大?
So you can see how great his fire.
他没有因为他老了或者是没自由了，他就想放弃。
And he did not give up because he was old in age or because he was not free.
他到生命最后一口气，那个侍奉的火、恩赐的火一直在烧，越烧越猛烈。
And even until his very last breath, his fire was still burning.
就算不能出去传福音，他也要一直写，一直写，一直写信。
And even though he couldn't preach outside, he still wrote many letters.
这个是个自由的灵魂，连监牢都没有办法把它捆锁住。
So he had a very free soul that even the prison cannot cannot bound him.
但是有时候圣工人员一代却不如一代。
But sometimes for holy workers, the next generations are not as good as the last.
提摩太是保罗亲自拣选、亲自培养，花了很多时间栽培他的。
So Timothy was chosen by Paul, and he worked with Timothy.
他派他去，要去以弗所，在那边要做木教会，要把他弄教会弄起来，要把他鼓励起来。
So Paul sent Timothy to the church of Ephesus to encourage them and to build the church.
但是保罗在监牢里面收到消息啊。
But Paul received news in the prison.
那个年代没有网络，没有电话，但是他也是会收到消息啊。
At that time, there was no Wi-Fi or there were no phones, but he still received news.
其他工人会把提摩太的情况告诉保罗。
Because other workers will tell Paul what Timothy was doing.
保罗一定问了，哎，我的儿子提摩太，他在那边注目教会弄得怎么样？
So Paul must have asked, oh, my son Timothy, how was he in the church of Ephesus?
那些来探监的人啊，或者是收到书信啊，一定说提摩太啊，哎，保罗不晓得要不要告诉你啊。
So the workers that visited Paul might have said that I don't know what to tell.
发生什么事? 提摩太发生什么事?
I don't know what to tell you. So what happened to Timothy?
帮他祷告了，帮他祷告了。
Just pray for him.
什么？帮他祷告什么？
And what should I pray about?
他好像很灰心啊。
So it seems like he is discouraged.
他好像很怕。
He was afraid.
他好像没胆啊。
It seems that he was no longer bold.
哇，保罗收到这个消息。
And when Paul received this,
保罗没有责怪他，没有写信去骂他。
Paul did not write to rebuke him.
他写信去鼓励他。
He wrote to encourage.
之前已经写了一封前书了，现在是最后一封就后书。
So at first there was a first Timothy, and now he wrote a second letter.
一个人快死哦，不是被人家鼓励哦，他去鼓励年轻的、软弱的人。
So Paul was nearing death, but he was not the one being encouraged. Instead, he encouraged someone that was
weak. 你看保罗的火有多大，属灵的火。
So you can see how great Paul's spiritual fire.
环境虽然是对他来说是不利的，是对他是不好的。
Even though the environment was not good for him.
但是因为圣灵的火在保罗心中一直在燃烧，一直在充满。
But the fire of the Holy Spirit kept on burning in his heart.
但是年轻的工人呢，却是心里软弱了。
But for this young worker, he had a very weak heart.
我们也不能怪提摩太，换我们在提摩太的工作岗位，我们可能更软弱，我们可能更差。
And we also cannot blame Timothy because if we were in his shoes, we might be even worse.
第一，以弗所是一个国际大城市，罗马帝国的大城市。
So first, Ephesus was a great, great city in Rome.
大城市里面有很多异端，有很多假道。
And there were many false teachings in this great city.
对着外面来说，哇，有很多这种假道理攻击教会，攻击信徒。
And there are many heresies and false teachings that were attacking the church.
那政府又开始逼迫基督徒了。
And the government was also persecuting Christians.
啊，可能开始抓人去坐监牢了。
And perhaps they started imprisoning people.
那再来呢？提摩太面对以弗所的信徒啊，应该压力也很大。
And Timothy was also very stressed from the members of the Church of Ephesus.
因为以弗所的信徒不是一般的信徒啊，都是有教育的、有背景的、书读很多的、头脑比较复杂的。
Because all the members of Ephesus were all well-educated and they had more complex thoughts.
可能也是有钱的。
And they were probably quite rich.
那提摩太呢？就是可能刚毕业，就等于今天神学生刚毕业。
And Timothy was a young worker that had just come out of theological school.
没有多少经验。
So he wasn't very experienced.
老师呢？唯一的老师呢？坐监牢了。
And his only teacher is in prison.
那自己会不会下一个？
Then will I be the next one?
工作上一定要遇到很多的打击。
So he must have been very impacted in his work.
甚至呢，已经可能心中有点不想做了，可能能退，能够不做神的工，可能比较安全。
And perhaps in his heart, he no longer wanted to do God's work.
我们不要笑提摩太，我们比他更软弱。
And we shouldn't laugh at Timothy. We are even weaker than him.
我们今天没有逼迫，我们的信仰大部分都是不冷不热的，不要说遇到逼迫了。
Because today, without persecution, most of our faith is lukewarm, let alone if we are faced.
今天如果来参加灵恩会，你有可能被警察去抓去，被公安抓去问，可能关几天，你要不要来参加灵恩会？
If today, in order to come to spiritual convocation, you have to be in prison, will you still come?
如果你带孩子去参加学生灵恩会，有可能被抓。
If you bring your kids to a student's spiritual convocation and they will be captured.
因为这个是不合乎规定的。
Because it is against the law.
但是你要偷偷的做。
So you have to do this in secret.
那你会不会让你孩子去参加学生灵恩会？
Will you still let your children attend student's spiritual convocation?
被抓到可能影响你的工作。
Or if you are caught, it may affect your work.
我们都会怕。
We will all be afraid.
但是保罗知道这个火快灭了，因为害怕。
But Paul knows that this fire is going out because of fear.
保罗要鼓励他，为他祷告。
So Paul encouraged him and prayed for him.
保罗希望他可以将神给他的恩赐再次的发挥出来，不要害怕。
Paul wants Timothy to once again use the gift that God has given him.
我们再看回来刚刚所读的提摩太后书一章的第六节。
So let us return to 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6.
这里说我要提醒你啊，提摩太啊，要将神借着我按手给你的恩赐。如火眺望起来。
So here Paul says that I remind you to kindle fresh the gift of God.
然后呢，眺望起来之后呢，第七节啊。
And in verse 7.
不单只是工作的能力啊，或者是你的讲道恩师眺望起来啊。
It is not just your ability to work or to speak.
是你如果有圣灵眺望起来你的恩师的话，你会很勇敢。
It is if your gift has been stirred up, then you will be brave and bold.
第七节，我们看第七节。
Let us read verse 7.
因为神是给我们的，不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心啊！哇，这里保罗说，我们要挑起这个恩赐的火，甚至我们勇敢，不用害怕。
So here Paul says that we must stir up the gift so that we can be bold and not be afraid.
不用害怕是一个很容易讲出来说啊，你不要怕，谁都知道不要怕，但是大家都怕。
So it's easy to simply say don't be afraid, but it's difficult to do.
我们今天不是很多东西怕吗？
Aren't we afraid of many things?
有人说哦，不要排我领会哦，我站在那边我脚软，我不会讲。
And some people will say, "Don't schedule me to give sermon. I will be very nervous."
哦，你排我这个圣工啊，没有做过啊，我会怕。
If you arrange me to do this holy work, I've never done it, I'm afraid.
哦，你叫我去派传单呢？哎呀，不好意思。
You tell me to pass out flyers, I'm too timid.
去邀请人来信主啊，开口啊，很难哦，很害怕。
It's so hard to invite people to come to church.
我们要知道，这个火如果跳起来就不会怕。
But we must know that if we fan up this flame of the gift, then we will not be afraid.
但是要怎么样挑起来？
So how do we stir this up?
圣灵如风。
We must have the wind of the spirit.
我们刚刚讲了一开始那个图片呢，那堆火你是怎么样可以挑起来的？
So how can we fan up this flame?
不是只有加柴而已啊。
It is not only by simply adding firewood.
我们 barbecue 也知道，我们去 campfire 也知道了，你加木头，但是你最重要的是要去闪它，要把那个风要进去。
So we know when we go camping that if we add more wood, we must fan a wind so that it will flame up.
下一页告诉我们燃烧的法则。
So the next slide tells us the law of fire.
燃烧需要，第一需要燃料。
So the first is that we must need fuel.
第二需要温度。
And second is heat.
第三需要燃气。
And next we must need oxygen.
要 combustion, 要燃烧，一定要这三个条件加在一起。
So we need combustion and we need all these three things.
你没有燃料，你怎么烧？
Without fuel, how do you burn this?
如果温度太低了，外面是零下五十度，你去点一个火，你点不起来。
And if the temperature is too low, we cannot stir up this fire.
那你没有氧气，你怎么烧得起来？
And without oxygen, how can you burn?
所以我们已经有燃料了, 这是我们这个生命了, 我们要奉献给神。
And now we already have the fuel that is our lives to sacrifice.
我们也知道要爱神了。
And we know to love God.
爱是一种温度, 我们知道要爱神。
And love is this heat we know to love God.
但是缺了个关键, 我们还是烧不起来。
But we are missing one key thing.
缺什么?
What are we missing?
缺风, 缺氧气。
We are missing this wind, this oxygen.
如果没有风, 什么东西都没有用。
Because without wind, then everything is of no use.
没有氧气, 你这堆火, 这怎么弄不起来了?
There's no oxygen, then this fire will not be stirred up.
风是什么?
What is wind?
我们看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 2.
第二章第一节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 1.
使徒行传二章一节到二节。
Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 2.
我们一起读。
Let us read together.
五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处。 第二节大声读。 忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过。 充满了他们所坐的屋子。第三节， 又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上。第四节，他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所示的口才说起别国的话来。第一次得圣灵，这个意象非常的重要。
So there is this vision that's very important when the Holy Spirit came down.
聚在一起了，在等了，可能在祷告。
They were all gathered together and waiting and praying.
但是还没有圣灵。
But there was no Holy Spirit.
不敢出去，只能躲在房子里面。
So they did not dare to go out.
但是五旬节那天到了。
But on the day of Pentecost.
从天上砰一声很大声。
From heaven there was a very loud noise.
这个是属灵的声音。
This is a spiritual noise.
神要动工的声音。
The noise of God working.
然后呢，好像一阵大风吹过。
And it was as of a rushing mighty wind.
不是真的外面有风, 而是圣灵像风。
It was not a physical wind, but the Holy Spirit as of wind.
在希腊文里面, 灵跟风是同一个字。
Because in Greek, the spirit and wind is the same word.
灵是看不见的, 风也是看不见。
We cannot see spirit and we cannot see the wind.
但是你感受到, 风你可以感受到。
But we can feel the wind.
圣灵来了, 你也感受到。
And we can also feel the Holy Spirit.
就是说灵言了。
And that is to speak in tongues.
但是注意啊, 这里先有风, 才有火, 才有舌头像火。
But here it says that there was first the rushing mighty wind, and then there were tongues of fire.
所以这个属灵的火怎么点燃起来啊?
So how can we stir up the spiritual fire?
就是神的灵了。
That is through God's Spirit.
我们可以有很多属灵的知识, 很多大的学问。
We can have a great knowledge and wisdom.
我们可以懂得很多道理。
We can know a lot of truth.
我们也可以常常这边开会, 研究教会发展的策略。
We can have a lot of meetings and talk about how to expand the church.
我们也可以说, 哦, 知道我自己要怎么改。
And we can say that we know how to change.
但是就是没有能力改。
But we don't have the power to change.
推动不了。
We cannot push forward.
因为害怕。
Because we are afraid.
也不能突破自己的恐惧。
And we cannot overcome our fear.
但是你不用担心。
But we don't need to worry.
主耶稣已经预备了。
Because God has already prepared.
教会怎么开始的?
How did the church start?
圣灵的风吹来了。
The wind of the Holy Spirit blew.
让彼得他们大大有胆量。
So that Peter and the disciples had great strength and power.
从一个害怕躲在房子的人出去变成属灵的勇士。
From hiding it within their house to being able to fight the spiritual battle.
从不会讲的，不会讲道，不会讲话的，哇，变成讲得非常的勇敢，每一样东西都是按着真理来讲。
From those who are not eloquent in speaking to being able to boldly preach the truth.
这就是我们今天所缺少的，也需要的。
And this is what we are lacking and what we need today.
我们看旧约撒加利亚书第四章第六节。
Let us turn to the book of Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6.
撒加利亚四章第六节。
Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6.
我们一起读。
Let us read together.
撒加利亚四章第六节。
Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6.
一二三。 他对我说, 这是耶和华指示所罗巴伯的万军之耶和华说, 不是依靠势力, 不是依靠才能, 乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。 当时以色列百姓重建圣殿遇到一个很大的阻挡, 一个瓶颈。
At the time, the Israelites were trying to rebuild the temple, but they were faced with a great challenge.
啊, 停了十几年了, 大家都心灰意冷了。
And they stopped building for over 10 years, and they were all cold.
政府又不给我们盖, 要把我们那个政治的力量阻挡。
So they were, so the government did not allow them to rebuild.
那些外邦人呢, 也不喜欢我们盖。
And the Gentiles were also against us rebuilding.
我们自己也没钱。
And we also do not have money.
怎么可能盖得起来?
How can we rebuild this temple?
都停那么久了, 已经动不了了。
And we've already stopped for so long, we cannot go forward.
先知这个时候站起来。
But at this time, the prophet stood up.
神的话语, 不是靠你的势力, 也不是靠你的才能,
and he used the words of the Lord, not by might nor by power.
乃是靠神的灵, 就可以成事了,
but by God's Spirit, we are able to do this.
不单只是当时的重建圣殿,
and that is not only rebuilding the temple.
使徒时代的教会也是这样建立,
the church of the apostles were also built like this.
那我们末世的真教会, 跟使徒教会是一样的,
and our church in the end days is the same as the apostolic church.
也是靠着圣灵。
It is also by the Holy Spirit.
小弟今年三月的时候有回台湾一趟。
And this year in March, I went back to Taiwan.
特别去走访一些真耶稣教会在台湾早期的踪迹, 因为今年是台湾传教100周年。
So this year is Taiwan's 100th anniversary, so I went to some pioneering churches in Taiwan.
包括在温子、台中、彰化县的这个温子教会，
including 温子 Church，
因为100年前啊，就是那些中国的传道人被台湾的王以丽莎长老他们邀请来布道团，去台湾从基隆下船，一直到彰化那边开始布道。
Because 100 years ago, the preachers from China were invited to Taiwan.
啊，那个时候他们在。 布道是怎么布道呢？就是叫家族的人哦，全部来听道理。
So the way they preached at the time were that they invited all their family to listen.
没有教堂像我们今天这样。
There was no chapel at the time.
啊，他们在那个露天的庭院里面。
They were in a court outdoors.
啊，那个皇家的就把哦乡亲啊、他同胞啊，那全部邀请来听道理。
So they invited all their friends and family to come and listen to the truth.
哇，圣灵同工啊！
And the Holy Spirit worked.
很多人得圣灵。
Now a lot of people received the Holy Spirit.
我去过那个地方，看到哇，好简陋啊！现在那个房子还在。
And I've been to the place that it was very simple, and the house was still there.
没有教堂，没有专业的传道人，没有人在牧养。
There was no chapel and there was no preacher.
但是因为圣灵同工。
But because of the work of the Holy Spirit.
很多人得圣灵。
A lot of people received the Holy Spirit.
又有很多神迹奇事。
And there are many signs and miracles.
短短一个月之内建立了3间教会。
That within 1 month they established 3 churches.
本来当时的基督教看我们真耶稣教会都觉得是笑话，哎呀，这个教会不会存留太久的了。
At that time, other Christian denominations saw us as a joke and that we wouldn't survive.
就算他们现在起来也不会维持太久，因为他们没钱，也没有人。
They felt that True Jesus Church had no money and they had no great people.
那个时候要去台湾传教，一定要有外国势力，要带钱进去，要盖学校，要盖医院，要发面粉，要送礼物啊，大家就来。Because
at the time, in order to establish a church in Taiwan, they needed money and they needed to build schools or hospitals.
真耶稣教会都什么都没有，都是一堆穷人。But
True Jesus Church had nothing and everyone were poor.
哎，但是神就是用这样的动工。
But God was able to work like this.
透过神的圣灵亲自带领教会。
That through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, He guided the church.
那为什么早期那么带领教会呢？
And why was the church so great at the beginning?
因为很看重祷告。
Because they focused a lot on prayer.
很看重圣灵。
They focused on the Holy Spirit.
所以没有势力，没有才能，但是有圣灵，所以就靠圣灵。
Even though they had no power and no strength, they relied on the Holy Spirit.
所以神的灵大大的工作。
So His Spirit worked greatly.
啊，这个就是神的恩典。And
this is the blessing and grace.
但是有时候我们反观我们今天。But
when we look at ourselves today.
啊，今天100年之后了。That
100 years later.
全世界，我们这一所教会很多地方已经有教会了。We
have so many churches across the world.
啊，也很有规模了。And
we are quite large in size.
有很好的会堂。We
have beautiful chapels.
啊，也很有事工的组织。
And we have this, and we have a network of workers.
但是我们发觉一件事情。
But we've realized something.
现在教会的祷告，现在教会的灵恩会，现在教会的信徒看重圣灵充满、追求圣灵充满的热忱，已经比不上早期。
That the zeal and passion towards prayer during our spiritual convocations is not the same as before.
侍奉是有，我们的表啊，我们的工作啊，都照着整年的安排表都会这样做。
Yes, we do have the holy work and we arrange it annually.
但是有时候发觉就好像少了一点东西。
But it seems like we are lacking something.
少了什么，很难说得出来。
And we cannot quite pinpoint what we are lacking.
有时候就活动都在办。
We may be holding all these events.
但是那种圣灵的感动很少。
But we are not moved by the Holy Spirit.
有时候慕道者很少。
And there are so little truth seekers.
很多教会现在很多教会灵恩会的时候，没有什么人洗礼。
And during our spiritual convocations, not many people get baptized.
没有什么人得圣灵。
And not many people receive the Holy Spirit.
甚至有一些地方去那布道会，整个晚上没有慕道者。
And for some places for evangelical services, there are no truth seekers at all.
那信徒没有怎么在传福音？
Because the members are not preaching.
甚至有，或者可能有，但是就一两个。
And even if there are truth seekers, there are only one or two.
或者是来了一次就没有继续来。
Or perhaps they only come once and they don't come again.
神的工啊，神的灵的工啊，好像很慢，好像很慢。
It seems like the work of the Spirit is very slow.
我们有这种工作，但是那种生命力、那种圣灵的感动，已经不是以前的那么强烈。
We do have this work, but the movement of the Holy Spirit is not as strong as before.
有时候个人属灵的火、恩赐的火会减少啊，整体教会恩赐的火、属灵的火也会减少。
And for our individual spiritual fires, if it diminishes, then the church's fire will also diminish.
那这两个往往是连在一起的。
Because these are connected.
如果一个教会的带领者、工人们，他的火已经开始灭了。
If the leader or the workers of a church has already diminished,
很软，很小了。
It is a very weak flame.
那被带领的，那肯定那个火也烧不起来了。
Then those who are being led, of course, their fire cannot be great.
火车头都没力了，后面那些会动得了吗？
Because the head of the train is already growing weak, then how can the rest move?
所以这保罗是针对提摩太，他不是写信给整个提摩这个教会，他是针对提摩太，你要先起来。
That is why Paul was directing this letter to Timothy that you must grow stronger.
你要将我按手给你的恩赐重新弄旺起来。
You must fan up the flame that I have given you.
就好像我们这锅粥一样。
Just like this pot of porridge.
这个锅子还比较小了，如果上面是一堆东西，要鸡要鸭了，怎么样呢？
And this pot is quite small, but what if it's a great pot?
你这个火呢，一点点的，要烧到什么时候才滚？
And there is a very weak fire. How long will it take for the water to boil?
或者是有一下有，一下又没有，一下又有，一下又没有。
Or if the fire was strong at times, but and then grows weaker.
啊，那个微火啊，永远煮不开啊，永远滚不了啊，味道不出来啊。
And for a very weak flame, the water will never boil.
我们为什么我们信仰，今天信仰常常都是淡而无味。
And that is why our faith is so plain today.
是不是？我们有时候信仰就淡而无味，我们有来聚会，但是就是感觉不到。
And our faith, we may come to church, but we do not feel the movement of the Holy Spirit.
我们祷告，但是就感觉不到主耶稣好像在 touch 我们的感觉。
And we may be praying, but we cannot feel the touch of our Lord Jesus.
我们可能有在领会，但是自己都感觉不到力量。
We may be leading sermons, but we do not feel the power.
那听的人更感觉不到有力量。
Then of course, those who are listening do not feel that power.
那个时候，提摩太就是这个状态。
And at that time, Timothy was in this state.
他带领的教会肯定也是这个状态。
And of course, the church he was leading was in the same state.
但是保罗说，不要灰心，这个火还没有熄灭。
But Paul said, "Do not be discouraged. The fire has not gone out."
我们要面对危机。
We must face this crisis.
是我们整体教会的危机，全球教会的危机。
And it is a crisis of our entire church, of the entire world.
会堂越来越大，越来越漂亮。
That our chapels are growing larger and more beautiful.
这个很好，也必须要有的，也必须要越来越进步。
And this is great. We need this. We need to improve.
旧的会堂打掉，哇，要盖新的。
That we need to rebuild the old temples.
在台湾有很多地方在盖会堂。
And in Taiwan, a lot of churches are rebuilding their
temples. 旧的会堂五六十年，大概60年左右，这要打掉都要再盖。Because
their old chapels are over 60 years old, so they must rebuild it.
好，这个是需要的。And
this is what we need.
但是真正让成功发展的，不是更大的会堂、更漂亮的装修。
But what truly allows us to grow is not bigger churches.
现在的人呢, 不会因为你的教堂很漂亮而愿意来, 不是这个原因。
Because people today will not be willing to come because we have a beautiful chapel.
现在的人如果要来亲近神呢, 一定要他被神感动到, 一定是被摸到神, 或是被神摸到了。
In order for people to come to draw close to God today, they must be touched by God.
不然的话你讲到嘴巴破了, 叫他说你要来啊, 你要信耶稣很好啊, 没有用。
Or else no matter how hard you try to convince them to come, it is of no use.
所以唯一的就是要长时间的祷告。
So the only thing we need is to pray for long time.
如果我们现在再把属灵的温度计拿出来,
if we take out our spiritual thermometer,
我们现在的祷告的精神跟早期跟我刚信主的时候, 或是跟教会几十年前刚开始的时候, 是不是一样?
And if we compare our prayers to over 10 years ago or to 100 years ago, is it the same?
我们不用看那个教会的财务报表。
We do not need to look at the financial report of the church.
我们不用看一年有多少活动。
We don't need to look at how many events there are in one year.
我们量量一个人个人的祷告, 还有教会整体的祷告, 我们都知道, 灵恩会不会多。
All we need to do is to measure our individual prayers as well as the church's prayers.
譬如说个人来说,
for example, for personally,
如果我们的侍奉的火,恩赐的火已经越来越小,
if our fire to serve is already diminishing,
是不是我们内室的祷告越来越短,越来越浅啊?
And is it because our prayers have become shorter and shallower?
尤其是我们要领会的人,
especially for those who lead a service,
宗教教育的人,
or those who teach a religious education,
教会的负责人,
or the council members of the church.
如果我们一天没有至少半个钟, 深深跪在神的面前, 接受神的能力,
and we should be praying for at least 30 minutes before God and to go deep in our prayers.
这个我们一定没力的, 我们的侍奉就是表面的, 表面功夫而已,
or else we will not have the power.
我们喜欢做事但是不喜欢祷告。
We may love to work, but we don't like to pray.
我们传道人呢, 如果一天没有花一个钟头祷告, 真的没力, 真的讲不出来, 有时候真的, 你可以讲, 但是没有感动。
And for preachers, if we don't spend at least 1 hour praying, then we truly don't have the power to preach.
真的有时候, 如果自己没感动啊, 站在上面很痛苦。
And sometimes if we ourselves are not touched, then it's very difficult to stand up
here. 又讲那么多堂。
And we must speak for so many seconds.
又看到大家一直都不看我, 然后看手机, 或是在放空, 他看了眼睛就放空, 你看得出来。
And I keep seeing everyone on their phones or they are just dozing off.
这里的讲道没有办法感动到大家。
And if my sermon is not able to touch everyone,
因为自己都感动不到自己。
Because I cannot even touch myself.
有人说传道, 这很简单的, AI, ChatGPT。
Some people will tell me that preacher, it's so simple now, we have AI.
哎呀,很多资料。
That there are so much information.
真的,你打一个标题,也可以出很多资料给你,你照讲也可以。
And if I just give it a prompt, then it's able to give me a whole sermon.
但是你觉得这种道理,你听了,会不会有感动?
But if you listen to this type of sermon, will you be touched?
你可以用来找资料,但是不能靠它。
Of course, we can use it as a resource to find information, but we cannot use it for the sermon.
今天领会的人如果不好好祷告,在灵里面得到神的话语,
for a sermon leader, if they do not pray and to receive the to receive the word of God, to speak it out,
打动不到人,
then we cannot touch anyone.
我们自己也是一样,
and it's the same for ourselves.
我们在家里多久没有真的是过好好祷告的生活?
In our homes, how long has it been since we've truly prayed?
好,要看一个教会的指标,会不会属灵发展?
So in order to see whether a church will grow spiritually,
不用看财务报表,
we don't look at the financial budget.
不用看别的,
we don't need to look at anything.
一个教会的属灵状况, 直接看他安息日早上的早祷会。
All we need to look at is Sabbath morning prayers.
你就可以知道这个教会神的工作大不大。
And then we are able to see how great the God's work is at this church.
为什么呢?
And why is that so?
第一,安息日是一个礼拜的一天, 也只有一天是安息, 神祝福的日子。
So first, the Sabbath day is only one day of the week, and that is a blessed day of God.
那早祷会的就是正正式式的第一堂。
And the morning prayer is the official first session of
Sabbath.
And we begin in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ within the chapel.
早祷也是用敬畏神、用来敬拜神的一个开始。
And the morning prayer is also the start to worship God.
当然大家的人很忙，现在礼拜六想睡晚一点。
And of course, everyone is so busy, you want to sleep in on Saturday.
但是正是因为你愿意牺牲睡晚一点的时间。
But it is because you are willing to sacrifice your sleep.
也不是牺牲很多了，不是叫我们七点钟来。
And it is not that early, we're not telling you to come at 7 a.m.
韩国教会的早祷会是早上5点钟。
So the churches in Korea, their morning prayer starts at 5.
碰到韩国的传道，他说：“哇，我每天早上教会都是5点钟就开始祷告，信徒都来，有很多信徒都来。”
So the pastors in Korea say that they began their prayer at 5 a.m. and many.
每天哦都有早祷会，不是只有安息日。
And they have morning prayers every day.
那韩国教会还是这样做。
And they still do this in Korea.
那我们已经没有每天早祷会了。
And we don't even have prayers every day.
我们只有安息日才一天早祷会。
We only have one morning prayer on Sabbath.
还很晚才开始。
And it begins quite late.
10点多才开始。
It starts at 10.
但是如果这个时间都没有办法拿出来。
But if we are not even able to take out this time.
我们看到早祷会的时候，哇，小猫两三只。
And we can see that in the morning prayer there are so few people.
好像比钻石还稀有。
It seems that it is more precious than diamonds.
可以坐一两百人的会堂，结果来早祷会的一排都坐不满。
We have this chapel that can sit over 200 people.
那就可以知道神的圣灵的工作为什么比较小。
But at prayer sessions, there are only so few people, so we can see why the spirit.
我们不能怪信徒。
So we cannot blame the members.
带领者在哪里？
And where is the leader?
负责人在哪里？
Where are the council?
宗教教育老师在哪里？
Where are the RE?
领会人员在哪里？
Where is the sermon speaker?
还在刚刚赶路回家，刚刚出门。
Perhaps they have just left their house.
哇，神在天上看，早祷会寥寥无几。
And God is watching in heaven that this prayer session is so scarce.
早上你请客，东西都准备好，来的人姗姗来迟，零零星星。
Just like how you are holding a feast, but the people that are invited, they come so late.
但这是这种属灵的状况。And
this is the spiritual state.
但是这是可以改变的。But
we can change this.
也必须要改变的。And
we must change.
也是从属灵带领者开始改变。And
it begins to change from the spiritual leaders.
跟大家分享美好的见证。So
I would like to share a beautiful testimony.
3月的时候，小弟奉差派去美国协助3个灵恩布道大会。
So in March, I was sent to the States to assist in 3 spiritual convocations.
在美国南加州。
In Southern California.
感谢主，小弟去，表面上是去勉励大家，其实我去，我是被大家勉励。
And thank God, when I went, I was supposed to encourage everyone, but I was encouraged.
因为那些地方的教会的灵恩会，真的是有早期真耶稣教会的这种灵恩会的这种气氛。
Because for the spiritual convocations in those locations, it felt the same as the spiritual convocations in the early days.
他们当然三四晚上就开始布道。And
of course, they began their evangelical services on Wednesday.
每天晚上教会都坐满满的，基本上全部来，没有全部来有也七六七成是信徒，六七成。And
every night, the chapel was filled.
七成左右。
And there are around 70% of the members.
然后礼拜五了，9点钟开始的早祷会。
And on Friday, their morning prayer begins at 9 a.m.
哇，很多信徒请假。And
many members will take days off.
整天白天都是灵恩会。And
for the entire day on Friday, it is spiritual convocation.
我就问他们说：“哇，你们请假，负责人请假，教宗这位老师请假，有一些有孩子的，他们也请假，请一天。”So
I was asking them that all the members and the council members they take the day off.
哇，我问他们说：“哇，你请假。”
And I asked them, oh, did you take a day off?
是啊，请假啊。And
they said, yes.
我们每年都有假。And
we have days, we have time off every
一年才两次灵恩会，才两天。And
there are only 2 spiritual convocations a year, so it's only 2 days.
你把手上的事放下，将来办法专心来听到，难得灵恩会。So
we must put down what we are doing in order to focus in spiritual convocations.
早早就安排好，预备好。And
they prepare ahead of time.
哇，一整天。
That's for the full day.
最重要的是早祷会的时候。
Especially for morning prayer.
哇，早祷会的时候很多人来。
So many people come.
差不多都坐满了，祷告的声音很大。
And there is a great sound of prayer.
中午的时候, 灵恩会进食祷告。
And at noon for spiritual convocation, they fast and pray.
不强迫了, 自己想要进食的就来。
And it is so we do not force them to do it. It is according to your own will.
或者是吃完饭了也上来祷告。
Or after they have lunch, they will come and pray.
哇, 因为很看重祷告。
Because they focus so much on prayer.
神的灵, 神的同工, 灵在。
Then God's Spirit will work.
有时候祷告, 一直祷告当中, 你想, 没有祷告到20分钟, 你的安灵, 你都安不停。
Because sometimes before 20 minutes, they will not ring the bell.
哦, 感谢神, 这里要讲一个见证。
And thank God, I would like to share a testimony.
哦, 这里有两个姐妹。
So there are two sisters here.
左边那一位呢, 是一位伊朗, 伊朗人。
The sister on the left, she's from Iran.
她跟她的先生呢,
So she and her husband were baptized last year.
啊, 他们怎么来真耶稣教会呢?
So how did they come to True Jesus Church?
他们本来在伊朗, 本来小时候开始都是回教徒。
So originally in Iran, they were all Muslims.
但是因为后来有人跟他传福音。
But afterwards, someone preached to them.
哇, 觉得说耶稣基督才是真正的救主啊。
And they felt that Jesus Christ is the true Savior.
他们就接受了福音, 相信了主耶稣基督。
So they accepted the gospel and believed in Jesus Christ.
当然不是真耶稣教会, 因为我们伊朗没有真耶稣教会。
And of course, it was not True Jesus Church at the time.
但是因为后来这个伊朗发生这个革命，变成伊斯兰国教。
But afterwards, Iran became Islamic.
啊，所以呢，那个政府就开始逼迫基督徒。
So the government began to persecute the Christians.
他们就要躲起来啊，要偷偷的聚会。
So they had to hide themselves and to conduct services in secret.
一开始逼迫他们，政府充公他们的财产、公司、房子，那充公他们。
So at first, the government persecuted them, and they targeted their wealth and their company.
但是他跟他先生都没有放弃信仰。
But the sister and her husband did not give up.
顶多就躲起来嘛，躲躲藏藏嘛。
So they simply hid themselves.
但是有一天。
But there is this one day.
他有一个亲戚是在这个情报单位的工作的。
She had a relative that was working in the government.
警告他。
And they warned her.
明天政府就派人来杀你们。
That tomorrow the government will send someone to kill you.
你们赶快逃。
You guys should flee.
哇，所以连夜晚上就离开了，逃离开伊朗，去到土耳其。
So overnight they fled Iran and they went to Turkey.
再从土耳其再申请难民来到美国。
And from Turkey they registered as refugees and they came to the United States.
被安排住的地方在哪里？
And where were they arranged to live?
啊，那个政府的 social housing 政府屋，就在厄尔万教会旁边。
So they were arranged to live in the social housing, which is right beside Irvine Church.
所以他们两夫妻，哦，今我们住的地方隔壁有一个教会，名字很特别啊， True Jesus Church 啊，到底是怎么 True？
So the couple found that the church beside where we are living, it is True Jesus Church. It has such a unique name.
两夫妻就去教会看一看。
So the couple went to the church.
就去慕道。
And they began to choose.
哇，那个时候刚好是开 NYTS。
And at that time, it was during NYTS.
教会100多个青年人在里面。
So there were over 100 youths in the church.
他也在那边，哇，他们圣灵祷告的声音那么大，说灵言。
So they heard the voice of prayers, and they heard us speaking in tongues.
所以他们就一直继续来慕道。
So they continued to truth seek.
啊，后来就得圣灵。
And they also received the Holy Spirit.
教会也给他们安排受洗。
And the church also arranged for them to be baptized.
那这一次呢，这位左边的这位伊朗女士呢，她也有来参加灵恩会。
And so this sister from Iran also attended spiritual convocation.
不是厄尔万教会的灵恩会啊，是有姐妹载她坐50分钟的车去 Ontario 参加灵恩会。
So it is not the spiritual convocation of Irvine Church, but someone drove her for 50 minutes to Ontario Church.
那没有必要去的，因为不是厄尔万，不是本地的灵恩会。
So she actually did not need to come because it is not her local church.
但是渴慕啊，渴慕道理啊。
But because she desired the truth.
渴慕圣灵充满。
She desired to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
附近哪里有灵恩会，我都去，不是说我这边去了就够了。
And she wants to go to every spiritual convocation that was near her.
你看她的这个 walker， 她前面有个 walker， 其实她很不方便。
And you can see that she actually has a walker.
因为她几个月之前在家里又跌倒。
Because a few months ago, she fell in her home.
所以走路不方便。
So she cannot walk very well.
膝盖很痛。
and her knees hurt very much.
但是她还是去聚会。
But she still came to services.
她先生都要扶着她。
And her husband had to help her walk.
她先生也是很爱她。
But her husband loved her a lot.
所以他们有来参加联名会。
So they came to attend spiritual convocation.
我们在一直祷告当中。
And when they were praying,
大家祷告非常的迫切, 圣灵很充满。
They were filled by the Holy Spirit and they were very earnest in their prayer.
在祷告的时候,
and when she was praying,
这位姐妹啊, 她就感觉到, 诶, 好像摸我的膝盖, 好像有人在摸我的膝盖。
The sister felt that someone was touching her knee.
祷告完的时候,
and after the prayer,
哇, 她就问她先生,
she asked her husband,
诶, 你刚刚有没有摸我的膝盖?
Did you touch my knee when we were praying?
先生说我怎么会摸你, 祷告的时候怎么会摸你?
And her husband said, why would I touch you when we are praying?
我说很奇妙耶, 刚刚在祷告的时候有人摸我膝盖。
But she said, it was miraculous, I felt someone touch my
好像,
knee.
好像摸的时候, 好像有电到, 好像有力量进去。
And it felt like there was a spark or there was power going in.
我膝盖觉得很舒服。And
my knee feels a lot better.
祷告完起来, 我膝盖就不痛了。
And after the prayer, my knee no longer hurts.
很奇妙。
It's so miraculous.
一开始她没有把这个见证讲出来。
And at first, she did not share this testimony.
同时间, 她旁边那位姐妹,
at the same time, the sister beside her.
她在祷告的时候, 看到一个荣光啊, 射到教会里面。
When she was praying, she saw this glorious light come into the church.
是闭着眼睛看到的。
And she saw this with closed eyes.
那个荣光打到教会里面, 很清楚, 很光亮, 很透彻。
That this glorious light came into this church and it was so clear.
她不知道发生什么事。
She didn't know what happened.
但是她知道就是神的荣光。
But she knew that it was a glorious light of God.
后来才跟那位姐妹聊起来, 她们两个才聊起来。
And afterwards, these two sisters were talking.
在那个祷告当中, 原来这位姐妹体会到神, 得到神的恩典。
And she realized that in this prayer, the sister was able to experience God's grace.
同一个祷告, 姐妹看荣光。
In the same prayer, the sister saw this glorious light.
圣灵大大工作。
So the Holy Spirit was working greatly.
为什么呢?
And why?
这个教会很看重祷告。
Because this church emphasized prayer.
几个月之前, 为了灵恩会就开始禁止祷告。
And a few months ago, they began to fast and pray for spiritual convocation.
他们知道靠人没有办法做什么。
Because they knew that they could not do anything by the power of man.
要灵恩就是要布道，这要灵恩。
Because in order to evangelize, they must need a blessings and grace.
你没有灵恩怎么布道？ 所以神的恩典要进来，你布道才会有效。
Without God's blessings, how can you evangelize?
哇，所以神的灵真的开始在工作。
And that is why God's Spirit truly worked with them.
很多慕道者。
And there were so many truth seekers.
最终是信徒自己感觉到神的灵在我们中间复兴我们。
But the key is that the members felt God's Spirit within them.
所以复兴绝对不是靠人的口才或是靠个人的魅力让教会复兴，不是，没有办法，没有人可以做到。
So revival does not rely on a personal eloquence, but on God's Spirit.
不可以靠个人，个人也做不了什么。
So we cannot rely on people individually because we cannot do
anything. 我们的家庭里面也是一样啊，我们家庭问题也是很多啊。
And within our family as well, there are so many issues.
夫妻问题。
There are issues between husband and wife.
孩子问题啊。
Or with your children.
你嘴巴讲，讲到嘴巴破了，人家也不听你。
You can keep talking or saying things, but they do not listen.
这个时候就是跪下去的时候。
But this is a time for you to kneel down.
求圣灵在做工。
For the Holy Spirit to work.
圣灵在复兴我们。
The Holy Spirit is trying to revive.
今天我们要从 survival 变成 revival， 我们要从生存变复兴。
Today we must go from surviving to reviving.
我们今天的信仰常常都在 struggle survival 啊，好像掉盐水这样哦，死也死不了，但是又活不起来。
Today for our faith we are it seems like we are struggling to survive. We may not die but we cannot live.
这 survival 我们都很勉强啊，有机会，哎，有机会，安息日有看到一次啊，有。
We are simply trying to survive and yes we may see you once during Sabbath.
但是没力量啊。
But we have no strength.
没见证啊。
There are no testimony.
没发光啊。
We are not shining.
Survival.
That is simply survival.
整天只是挣扎。
We are struggling.
我们要 revival， 我们要复兴。
But now we must be revived.
那你复兴人没有办法帮你复兴啊，是神要办法帮你复兴啊。
But man cannot help you revive. It is only through God.
所以要将最大的恩赐，就是爱，就是神的灵，眺望起来。
That is why we must rekindle the greatest gift, which is God's love.
没有神的灵在感动我们，那个爱就起不来，那个能力就发不动起来。
Because without God's Spirit, then we cannot be revived.
所以最大的恩赐就是爱。
So the greatest gift is love.
那同样的，我们不只是讲教会，我们也要讲家里，家里也要 revive， 也要复兴起来。
And we are not only speaking about the church, we must also revive our families.
我们最怕的是什么？
What are we the most afraid of?
有一些人在教会很热心。
That some people are so zealous in the church.
做很多圣工。
And they do so much holy work.
但是家里冷冰冰的。
But within their homes, they are so cold.
没有用爱去关心妻子，没有用爱去关心丈夫。
They do not care for their spouses with love.
对孩子没有耐性。
And they are so impatient with their children.
对配偶没有包容。
And they do not have love for their spouse.
圣工是做很多。
Now perhaps they may do a lot of holy work.
但是回到家就好像一个冰库一样。
But once they return home, it is like a fridge.
没有神的爱在里面。
Because God's love is not within them.
那有时候也会反映在孩子身上。
And sometimes this will be reflected on their children.
有时候孩子的问题就反映父母属灵的状态。
Because the issues of the children will reflect the spiritual state of the parents.
所以我们也要把家里重新兴旺起来。
So we must also rekindle our homes.
从祷告开始。
Starting with prayer.
从家庭祭坛开始。
Starting with family altars.
从父母自己本身开始。
Starting from the work of the parents.
所以我们这两天所讲的。
So for these past 2 days,
有没有真正我们的火，侍奉的火，是不是已经低沉了，已经？ 快灭了，好像提摩太一样。
Has our spiritual fire been diminished and it is so close to dying?
神给我们很多恩赐，但是那个火烧不起来。
God has given us so many gifts, but we are not able to flame this up.
但是主耶稣要给我们圣灵的风。
But God will give us the wind of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵会让我们重新兴旺。
And the Holy Spirit will revive us.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
好，我们改唱252首。
Let us sing him 252. 252. And after we sing this, we will ask the Holy Spirit to fill us.